Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 5th, 2024. We're not going too far out of town today because we're right here in beautiful downtown East Orland, Maine, talking with Matt Murphy, General Manager at WERU, with an update on the status of our transmitter.
Well, as folks may know, we had a problem this winter with the antenna on the tower on top of Blue Hill Mountain. We had ice damage, ice falling from higher up on the tower, hitting our antenna, busting holes in it, causing a small electrical fire that melted part of the antenna. And so we were on low power for several months. Insurance paid for the help purchase a new antenna. We had to start from scratch because of the damage. And that happened in July. We put the new antenna up. And different antennas have slightly different patterns, very slightly. But we couldn't get the same antenna as we had before. It was 30 years old and or 36 years old and was no longer manufactured. So we had to go with a new antenna, a new manufacturer. And we were very successful with that. And the project went well. But there is some slight differences right around the edge of our signal pattern area. And it's better in some places. The signal is better in some places we've had reports of. And also, however, worse in some other areas that we've had reports of. And there's not a whole lot that we can do about that to change the signal. If you're on the very edge and you used to get us, you know, well or well enough, and you're not getting us as well now, from our end of things, we really can't do anything because of this differences in the new antenna compared to the old one. And we definitely apologize for that problem. That was not something that we wanted to have happen, but was unavoidable. But what you can do on your end, a potential solution is to get a rabbit ears antenna for your radio or stereo or whatever you use. The little wire antennas that come on some of the backs of radios, or the telescoping antenna that comes on them, and even the T antennas that you tack to the wall aren't going to be as successful as a rabbit ears antenna that they used to have for TVs, now have for have had for many years and still do for radio. And if you can get them online, they're not expensive. One of the things to keep in mind if you're getting a rabbit ears antenna for your radio is to not get an amplified antenna. They have them amplified and unamplified. And if you have an amplified antenna, all that's going to do, if the signal is not very good, is just going to amplify that signal that's not very good. So a non-amplified rabbit ears antenna is the way to go, and give that a try. Also, having that antenna located near a window is important. Your house can prevent signals from getting through clearly. So having the antenna near a window, and also remember that in the winter, reception is going to be better because there aren't leaves on the trees holding water, which can affect radio waves. So, and also suggest to people that don't forget, you can listen to us on the internet and on our app. If you've got internet signal in your area of where you live, that's an option. And if you have a smartphone and have a good cellular signal, but I know that's not for everybody, but at least it's an option that for some people will work. And lastly, thanks so much, everyone, for listening and supporting the station. And again, we're sorry for those whose signal is not as good as it used to be. Give us a call if you want some more instruction at the station, 469-6600, or you can email me, matt@weru.org.
That was WERU General Manager Matt Murphy. You can reach him at matt@weru.org or 207-469-6600. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.